Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we talk about White Horse and then some, sponsored by MSCR. I'm your host, Sophie, and today I'll be interviewing
Maggie.
But her real name is Margaret. This will be a fun topic, because Maggie is really passionate about this. And Maggie is the founding editor of our podcast. She is going to tell us her opinion on love, which is what she's passionate about.
I am!
Also, Maggie, you can laugh, but if you laugh too much, we're gonna die. Okay, so let's get to it. So, thank you, Maggie, for talking with, for taking your time to speak with me.
Yes! I'm so excited!
Me too! So, I already noticed that you are super into love.
I am super, like, this is, I'm, like, shaking right now. You can't see, but I'm, like, shaking. I'm literally shaking. This is literally one of the things that I'm most passionate about. It's something that I've loved for so long, but, like, recently I've really started to get into it. Like, I'm all about love now.
That is great.
I'm, like, a hippie. Isn't that an insane thing to say to yourself?
Honestly, I don't know. So, why do you love so much?
I think since I've realized that, just, like, wasting energy on hate and negativity and stuff, it really isn't worth my time, because in the long run, I'm not gonna remember or care about the people that I hated or that I had negative thoughts about or that had negative thoughts about me, because they don't matter to me. Like, they're not something that I should focus my life around. They're not something that I should constantly be thinking about. But I feel like love is such a pure thing. Like, it's such a pure emotion, because you can't control when you love something or when you love somebody. And I feel like it's so beautiful, because like the greatest poet of our generation, Mitski, once said, when you inevitably pass away, you're not going to be able to take any material objects with you. You're not going to have those on your deathbed. But what you will have is just love. Like, at the end of the day, that's all that you're going to remember when it comes to it. Like, all the people that you've loved, all the things that you've loved, all the animals that you've loved, because it's such a human emotion too, because in my opinion, humans were made to love and be loved. Like, if you hold hands with somebody and your fingers intertwine, notice how they are perfectly in place. Like, I feel like that can't be a coincidence. And when you hug somebody, if you've ever seen the anatomy of a hug, there's a really cool picture of it. But, like, your hearts are literally touching. And that is such, that's like a sign to me, for me, that humans were made to love and be loved. And I just feel like that's such an important thing to have in someone's life.
Okay. Would you like to have a romantic relationship?
Yes. I've been manifesting it for so long. Like, one time I saw an actual shooting star in the sky with my own eyes. It was the night of the Super Bowl.
Oh, cool.
And I was out on my dad's porch, and I saw a shooting star. The first thing I wished for was a romantic partner. And my really cool friend, does tarot readings, and literally all of my tarot readings are telling me I'm gonna have like a super sweet romantic life, and that's just giving me like so much hope. I love I love romantic stuff. I'm such a mushy person.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for me, I've only been in a relationship once, and only once. And that was the first time I actually been in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was crazy for me being in a relationship, and for me, like, love is love. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. But for me, it's kind of it's great, but it's also kind of sad, too.
Like you haven't really had a good experience in, like, romantic love?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Basically, and for my whole family, with love, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, and it's really hard for me.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to remember that there's more than one type of love. Like, you can love your best friends, and you can love your family, and that's still love. It might not be romantic. I hope it's not romantic if we're talking about family. Jeez. But I think it's still really sweet that, like, if you have a good relationship with your family or if you have friends, I think it's really sweet that at the end of the day, you really do love them. Like, if you genuinely like being around them and care for them, I think it's so sweet that to find love in places that aren't really romantic, because that's important too.
Yeah, like, for me, I love my cat. Like, when we mm-hmm. lived in my family lived in an island for, like, 4 years, we got a cat, and my mom's friend found him. His tail was stuck in a vent. We were really lucky that my mom's friend found him, and yeah, for that 4 years, he's been a part of our family. I loved him. Mm-hmm. He was a tabby cat, though.
I love cats.
I know, right? And we had to give him away because apparently the airport told us that we couldn't bring him, which sucks. But I still love my cat. Even though he still lives on that island, I still love him.
Mm-hmm. Side note, that's super unfair. I think that airports should allow pets. Even just, like, not on board, if they're not service animals.
Oh,
I think that they should be able to transport with the people.
Yeah, and here's the thing. They let other people who are, like, moving bring their pets. Literally. Like, if people can bring their pets, why not let us?
Okay, if you're listening to this, you can't, you didn't see, but I rolled my eyes. That's so unfair.
It really is. I wanted to ask you, are you part of the LGBTQ+?
I am. If you have listened to our Who or What Are We episodes promo, then you'll know that I mentioned that I am a lesbian.
Oh, cool. Oh, I can see your earring.
Yes, I have lesbian flag earrings on.
I should try to find Pam ones. Because for me, I'm pansexual. And I'm super proud of that. Okay, so this isn't part of the romantic relationship, but would you ever consider dating one of your friends?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. I mean, if they were interested in me and I was interested in them, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, even if I've known them as a friend, if we both feel like there's something going on, there's something more going on between us, I'd totally be down. I would just want to make sure that we both feel that way.
Yeah, okay. So, on that note, I, like, right after I actually went through my first breakup, which is basically not that sad, I apparently felt fine. And, so, for those who are listening, love is love. Just give in to it. Well, this has been very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Maggie, for speaking with me on this lovely topic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you. I think this is my favorite one so far.
This has been White Horse in the Know. I was your host, Sophie, and I'll catch you later.